Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. I'm a concierge high-performance psychologist providing luxury-level support to executives, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and athletes. With me today, I have Justin Dorsey. He's a lead HR consultant at Employer Flexible, where they work with small to mid-sized companies, and he has a passion for people. I have Jeff Glauser. He's the owner of Brand Scribed, where he helps business owners leverage their brand story. He is working with former athletes who are looking to transition into entrepreneurial or thought leadership roles post-retirement. And I have Shel Shapiro. She's a marketing strategist for wellness coaches and consultants and recognized as one of the top 15 LinkedIn experts in New York City, as well as the author of the book, Loving Yourself Isn't Selfish. The question I have today, what is the best way to appreciate someone so it comes across as authentic? Jeff, would you like to kick us off?
I thought of three particular things that came to mind with this question. The first and probably most important, I would say, is be specific with your praise. It's one thing to just kind of just loft these generalities when it comes to something that can come off a bit insincere. Mm-hmm. But if you're specific with something, I think it resonates that much more with the person because they know it comes from the heart. So instead of saying, Robin, hey, I love Quick Hits. It's a great program. You could say, Robin, you know what? I love how Quick Hits allows you to shine a spotlight on all these other thought leaders out there that have something really important to say and provides some really good thought-provoking content for your viewers. And that hopefully will resonate a little bit more for you. The second thing that comes to mind is, what do you think that the percentage of communication words itself comprises of? It's about 15 to 20%. So that means all the other, that rest of the 75, 80, 85%, it has nothing to do necessarily with the words, but how they're spoken, facial expressions, nonverbal communication, body language, all of that stuff. So really be intentional as far as how you're conveying those words so you know that it resonates. Are you smiling? Do you have an open type of expression when you're conveying this information? And I think that's going to be much more powerful than whatever it is exactly that you're saying itself. And then lastly, I'd say be consistent. So if you are providing praise and it is intended to be sincere, make sure that it's something that is not just a one-off, that it's something that's on par with what you would be saying normally with those individuals. And if you get those three benchmarks down, both as a giver and a receiver, it tends to be a much better reception at the end of the day.
Well, first off, Jeff, I love the tips that you've given. I kind of want to piggyback on some of what you've said. When you are consistent in the way that you speak to people and give them praise and show appreciation, what's coming to mind is like the compliment sandwich. It's like when you give somebody, you say, give them praise, followed by some criticism, and then you put the other end of the sandwich on there with a little bit more praise so that the criticism doesn't come off condescending and negative, like it's surrounded by something else that's really warm and loving. But when I think about a compliment sandwich too, like if it's not done right, it can come off as very insincere. Mm-hmm. It can appear like, oh, well, it's a backhanded compliment because now what they've said doesn't really hold any merit because now they've given me this criticism. And that was just fluff to get to that. Mm-hmm. So whatever way you go about giving your words of appreciation and praise to somebody, just make sure that they really understand that you're coming from a place of appreciation, that they really are heartfelt and that you mean what you say. Because if it's just going to have some criticism, whether it's constructive or it's feedback, or you mean it coming from a good place, it might land wrong. So to Jeff's point about like, being intentional with your words and how you use them and convey them, you want people to be able to see that you mean what you say. And feeling comes across so much better than words sometimes.
Justin, you have a lot of experience with this being in the HR space from a corporate standpoint. And I feel like for me, a lot of times I've had corporations give me positive feedback and I've been like, yeah, whatever. So I'd love to hear your take on this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree with what everybody else has said too about being intentional about it and just being direct and specific. But I also think of, I have this concept called the golden rule of management, and it's not do unto others as you would have them do unto you, but you have to do in a way that they're going to receive. Mm-hmm. And I think some of that goes down to like the concept of understanding someone's language of appreciation, because not everyone's wired the same way. I'm a words of affirmation person, so I need those words and I give those words. But some people are quality time. Some people are attaboy. Some people are like actual gifts. Sometimes you can show appreciation authentically by doing something for someone, and that's acts of service in a way that they'll kind of receive that. So you got to know your audience and be direct to do it in a way that they'll actually receive it, because otherwise you're speaking English and they're speaking Spanish, and it's just not, you're not going to connect in an authentic way. And it's just going to feel like this broad sweeping, like a corporate compliment, like good job team on the project. I'm like, okay, thanks. Yay. For nothing.
Mm-hmm. I love what all of you have brought up. I think you've touched on some really interesting points. The other thing for me that makes it authentic is don't wait until there's a problem to suddenly show up. That's love bombing. If you wait until everything's gone sideways and then like, oh, you're doing such a great job, I'm gonna be like, sit down, shut up and do some work. Don't be complimenting me now. That's just nonsense. Too often people wait too long.
Justin, you bring up a great point as far as really figuring out personality traits and styles too, because how you convey, whether it be completely sincere, you know, or not, how you convey this praise is going to depend on the individual, how they receive it and what their personality style is. So like you had mentioned, once you get to know someone, you'll know if they respond more favorably with an attaboy or a high five, or if they're someone that's just a little bit more subtle, or if it's just a matter of some sort of acknowledgement that keeps them motivated.
It can't be manipulative in any way, shape, or form. And I think that that's unfortunately pretty common. I know we like to talk about gaslighting and things like that, but people can sniff through that BS a lot of the times. And so if you're giving that praise and appreciation to get something out of it, then it's going to come across pretty hollow, in my opinion.
I love what you're saying. And just the fact that you've brought up the love languages and giving somebody praise in the way that they prefer to receive it. What's also coming up for me is conveying that praise in a way that somebody can absorb. Everybody has different learning styles and ways that they absorb information. And so some people are very auditory and want that verbal recognition. Other people want to receive it in an email or like a plaque, whether that they like the little gifts or they like to see something in front of them. Other people actually want to have an experience and be hands-on in it. And maybe they would appreciate being taken out for a lunch or a drink or something. There's ways to convey it that people will be able to receive, but then there's ways that they can actually absorb what's being shown and presented to them.
I'm wondering too, how do you notice when you're thinking kind of positive thoughts about someone? It's so easy to let them just like float in or float out and say, oh, that person's really cool or whatever, and not say it to them or not acknowledge it. How do you notice those things and get them out into the world in real space where somebody can take the opportunity to feel acknowledged?
I think it just goes down to the relationship, really connecting with that individual. I think Jeff said being consistent and not just being kind of randomly out of the blue, but just really understanding. And then, I mean, honestly, I think so many times we're the givers, not the receivers of these sort of things. And I think just straight up asking people, what can I do to you as a coworker, a supervisor, friend, whatever it may be, to show my appreciation? Like, how do you think about a time where you really felt appreciated? What was it that triggered that? People love to tell their own stories. So I think if you give them the opportunity to, it'll give you some pretty good insight into to kind of how their mind works.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how oftentimes the simplest explanation is the most effective. So, I mean, when you said just ask, it seems like an obvious thing, but it's so important. I think many of us just feel uncomfortable being in that position, as far as just being uncomfortable in a situation where we ourselves might feel a little bit vulnerable putting ourselves out there because we're not sure how it's going to be received. Stephen Covey and his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People: seek first to understand and then be understood. So the more that you get to know someone, the more that you will understand and empathize where they're coming from, the more effective that anything that you're going to convey to them is going to be at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. I think taking the time to notice when you appreciate and then saying it. And that is a really good place to end, because I really appreciate the three of you coming and having this conversation with me. So thank you so much for doing it. And I hope that that is authentic and you hear that and you can accept that. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again really, really soon.